Inside the carriages, please. Move right down inside the carriages. There is a train directly behind us, thank you.
So bloody what? Come on, hurry up.
9:20? Is it 9:20 already? Jesus, I'm going to be late. What did I want to meet so early for? Didn't think. Another old train. Dirty, wooden slatted floor. Why do they have to run old trains on this line? They've got enough new ones. Ones with the orange flip-down seats by the doors. They're bright and clean, new-looking. Not like this one.
Hello, hello. Somebody get the key for the sardine tin. Think you've packed us in too tightly here. Always too many people. Black pinstripe suits and shiny expensive shoes. White shirts and brightly coloured ties. Deep red and custard yellow. Horrible. Young ones in jeans and baggy trousers. And the latest trainers. Not as gleaming white as when they bought them.
Leicester Square or Charing Cross? It's got to be Leicester Square.
Got a seat at least. No swinging from the trees for me. Pity that, really. Just perfected the mating call of the African orangutan. Could try it out. Swing from each of those things hanging down, with the grey ball on the end. What they hold on to. Although I don't suppose any of this lot had noticed. In a world of their own.
No seats again? What are you looking at? You, with a beige sports jacket, blonde hair, sitting down. Smiling? What's so funny up here? Just because you've got a seat. Can't smile on the underground. Nutter. You look familiar. Slim face. Pale skin. Eyes. Big blue eyes. Have I met you before?
I could leap up, grab that grey ball and swing. Reaching out for the next one. Wouldn't work. Train's too full. I'd have to bend my knees, otherwise I wouldn't swing at all. I'd just stand. And those handles are too close together. I'd have to miss them out.
Do I know your name? I'm sure I've seen you before. Can't think when. Blue eyes and fluffy blonde hair. Is my mind playing tricks on me?
Oh dear, look at that. Block. 10:00. Brown corduroy jacket and light blue trousers. I mean, did he look in the mirror before he came out or what? What's he then or? Must work in a shop or an office or something. Certainly not a clothes shop, any Rod. No. Somewhere that you don't see your customer face to face. Hang on. Was she?
Damn! He's looking at me. Look away.
Was she looking at me? At 11:00, standing next to brown corduroy jacket. Looking at the advert for vitamin pills. Short. Nice looking. Wavy dark hair. She was.
Come on. Look somewhere else. I need to get another look at you. Another look at your face. I can't look at you while you're looking at me. Have you looked away? Can I turn my head? Perhaps I'll just glance over very quickly, natural, like I'm just looking around. No, he's still looking at me. Does he fancy me? I need to look over. I don't care if he's still looking at me. I need to find out who you are.
She's looking at me again. It's as if she's asking a question. Furrowed brow and a wanting expression. A wanting to know. To know what? What's the question you're asking?
Who are you?
Who am I? Why do you want to know?
This feeling. My heart's pounding. Shivers down my spine. I really feel I know you. Seen you before.
She's looked at me and thought, I know him. Trying to work out who I am. What's his job? What's his name? Well, I'm positive, darling. I've never met you before in my life. But looking at you... Only one more stop.
I'll sit here, now that I can, opposite you and work it out.
Before I have to look away, before I flick my eyes up and I pretend I was studying the tube map, before it gets embarrassing, well, there's something about you.
What is it?
You are the most beautiful creature I have ever seen. Perfect in every detail. Your hair, wavy, the colour of chocolate. Your face, sultry, inviting. I want to talk to you. I want to find out everything about you. Your eyes.
Your eyes are gorgeous. Like big pools of blue water. Crystal clear. I could look into those eyes for... Oh, God, is this it? Is this what it's supposed to feel like when it happens? When you fall in love? No. No, what am I thinking? Pull yourself together. On a tube train? That's not the way it's supposed to happen. I don't even know him. You can only fall in love with someone over time. That's what Mum said. I've only known about him for 5 minutes.
If I'm going to say anything, it's got to be now. Getting off at Waterloo. What'll I say? I can't think of anything to say. How about the time? I could ask her the time. Oh no. She'll see my watch. Why did he ask me the time when he's wearing a watch? That's what she'll think. Obvious. But it doesn't matter. It can be obvious. Just talk to her. Any excuse. The weather. Her clothes. How she looks nice. She might be getting off at the next stop. It'd be easier to ask her. Well, anything. Off the train.
You might be the one, though. What's he thinking? Has he seen me? Has he even noticed me?
Waterloo. Haven't said anything. She's not collecting her things together. Staying on the train. Oh, come on. Come on, think anything. Words!
He's getting off. No more time. Well, I'll never know. One last look. It's obvious. The way he's looking at me. He's bursting to speak. But he's getting off the train. And he's not said anything. What do I do?
No good. Forget about her.
Now or never. Ow!
Please stand clear of the doors. This train is ready to depart.
Excuse me, do you have the time?
I can see the sun breaking through the clouds, making me shine.